This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What a week for Donald Trump. Somebody tweeted this. Donald Trump, who's been working nonstop for 3 years to make America great again and now to keep America great again, and here are the numbers. In January, 225,000 jobs were added. Unemployment, 3.6%. Labor participation, 63.4%. Wages up 3.1%. 90% of you Americans are satisfied with your lives. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com or thekevinjacksonshow.com. You can reach us that way. Or if you want to get on the phone, 844-551-8255. Doom and gloom is what the Democrats predicted, but as I tell you all the time, the Democrats predict what's about to happen to them, so it is doom and gloom for Democrats. Never, folks, repeat, never, never in my adult life have I seen the party of lynching of Negroes in so much disarray. The Democrats are in triage. Donald Trump has placed a worm inside of their heads, and now their brains burn. They chase away their base like zombies on steroids. And President Trump is gathering them into the big tent every single day. I took the time to go look at the head-to-head polls because I've been talking about the head-to-head polls for quite some time. I've been preaching to you. And you know what I said about those head-to-head polls? I said, I wonder why these Democrats are no longer touting their head-to-head polls against Donald Trump. And I found out why. Donald Trump is beating the closest Democrat rival. I don't care. Take your pick. Just close your eyes. Boop, poke your finger in there anywhere you want. And I'm going to, well, not anywhere you want, you know, because you know what the Democrats have been up to. But you can poke your finger on a chart. Pick anyone you want, and Donald Trump's beating them 15-16%. Buttigieg, they say, he's, by the way, the new front runner in Iowa, if you want to talk about Iowa for a little bit, because that's a stain on the Democrats. But Buttigieg, Trump is leading him by 30 points. 30 points. Can I go black on you just a minute? 30 points, boy. 30 points. Yeah, that's 30 points for you white folks out there listening. 30 points. He's leading Biden by 20 points. These are so flipped. By the way, when they were talking about this months ago,
oh, Donald Trump can't beat anybody head to head. All of the candidates can beat him.
I called BS on it at the time. I said, there's no way. There's no way. And you know what's happening? The news is only getting better. Chris Matthews got upset with the Democrat Party. We have the clip. Chris Matthews, upset, says the Democrats, he's like, who are these people? I don't even know these people. Do we have that clip?
I don't have the clip.
I thought I had the clip. But here's the thing I'll tell you. Chris Matthews essentially said, I don't see any way we beat Trump. Now, I have part of it, because I guess we at least got the dialogue here in my notes. Holy cow. What do you do with producer? What do you do? I mean, how do you find good help? How do you find good help? All right, here it goes. He says, I think the Democratic Party has to figure out its ideology. In Britain, we had a Liberal Party. They were overtaken by the Socialist Party. They became the main challenger to the Tories. Churchill went back to the Tories. And a lot of us know that history. A lot of us will be sorting things out if the Democratic Party runs a socialist candidate. He's effectively telling you, if you run a socialist, you're going to lose us. The Democrat Party's been the left of the Republican Party on the issue of mixed capitalism. They push Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, enormously popular programs. ACA, Obamacare has also. I wish they would follow through with it and make it work. I think most Americans would be happy to have a public option and a Medicare followed through with. He continued, I have my own views on the word socialist. I'll be glad to share them with you in private. They go back to the early 1950s. I have an attitude about them. I remember the Cold War. I have an attitude towards Castro. I believe that if Castro and the Reds had won the Cold War, there would have been executions in Central Park. And I would have been one of those executed. And certain other people would be cheering. So I have a problem with people for the other side. I don't know what Bernie means by socialism. One week it's Denmark. We're going to be like Denmark. I'm like, that's harmless. A capitalist program with lots of good social programs. But what scares Chris Matthews and other Democrats is they know the AOCs, the Tlaibs and the Omars are the ones who are going to be setting up socialism. It isn't. Look, I tell people all the time, we have socialism in America. We have communism, good socialism and good communism. You want to know what it is? When you take care of your fellow man, when you say to churches, go out and do your thing, baby, help people. When you say to people who are donating, go give to your charities. Go help. You know, if you want to give to orphans, you want to give to widows, you want to give the blacks this or underprivileged that, go for it. That is socialism. America's communist. We build infrastructure. We don't mind paying taxes to build infrastructure. We're communists. We know what we do? When somebody gets hurt, we come together. My youngest son was saying, Dad, you know what they did for Kobe's daughter? They put, every day they call her name in class, and the entire class answers present. He says they gave her a perfect attendance. That's the kind of thing you do when you come together, when you commune as communists. But what communism isn't about is waiting lines and the government determining how much vodka you can drink or how much toilet paper you can get. That's the difference. So here's my point. The Democrats are losing their own people. Chris Matthews essentially said what millions of Democrats are thinking. If it's Bernie or Elizabeth, and it ain't going to be Elizabeth. So if it's Bernie, you're going to lose us. The people who are for Bernie say, if it's not Bernie, you're going to lose us. And you know what? People like Carville, and we'll get to him later. I'm not going to have time to get to him this segment. But Carville says, we got to be united. Our united has to be to beat Trump. We got to beat Donald Trump. Well, we got to beat Donald Trump. That's the only thing they want to unite on. We all have to agree beating Trump is the way to go. Well, no, you don't. Because let me tell you, there are many people that are on the Bernie side of this ticket that adore Donald Trump. If they don't have Bernie, they will either sit it out or they'll say, you know what? That guy is closer to us. He doesn't act like a billionaire. He's putting power back into the hands of the people. If they stop for a second, let me tell you how I know this. I have talked to Bernie converts. And I'm not talking about, oh, I kind of like Bernie. I'm talking about people that worked his campaign last time, that watched what happened, watches those people come over to Trump. Watches people like Chris Matthews, who don't get their way, watch how they go. You know what? That Trump guy makes a lot more sense than any of these knuckleheads.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's wonderful to be with the thousands of religious believers for the 68th annual National Prayer Breakfast. I've been here from the first one where I had the privilege of being asked. I've been with you for a long time before that. And we've made tremendous progress. You know what we've done. I don't think anybody's done more than all of us together during this last 3 years. And it's been my honor. But this morning we come together as one nation blessed to live in freedom and grateful to worship in peace. As everybody knows, my family, our great country, and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by so doing, very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, "I pray for you," when they know that that's not so. So many people have been hurt, and we can't let that go on. And I'll be discussing that a little bit later at the White House.
And you know who you are. That's what the president was saying. You know who you are. Invoking God all the time. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is how you can find out about us. Spread the word. Let people know. Get out there, get a clip, send it over to somebody and say, "Hey, check this dude out." So glad you guys are hanging out with me today. Lots to talk about. I'm going to tell you right now, this is a show today that I could go 5 hours and not even have to take a breath. There is so much to talk about. Wow. Let me tell you, in the coming weeks, you are going to be inundated with the things that the president is doing. We already got him dismissing Vindman. I want to let you guys understand that you may hear the show and go, "I don't understand why Kevin's talking about this today when this is in the news." Let me warn you, I have it all. I just want to make other points. But here's what's coming up. Vindman gets this walked out. Sondheim, what's his name? Sondheim? The ambassador to Ukraine, he gets walked out. What's her name? Quit. Last weekend, over the weekend, I think she was the former ambassador to Ukraine or something. She quit. She resigned from the State Department. Yeah, resigned. Left government. And you got all kinds of defections going on. And we keep waiting on what? Where's Durham? Where's John Durham? Where's John Durham? President's been exonerated. Leftists are still losing their minds. And now the president's going into offensive mode. Yeah, you think it's big. You think offense is happening now. Wait until after the election. What Donald Trump said after impeachment, and I don't know if you saw his impeachment press conference, post-impeachment press conference. He was like, "You know what? This is a lot more difficult than I thought." This, what he was saying, let me just be clear. He's saying, "Y'all really got me mad. You got me mad. You went after an innocent man. You used every tool in the book. I would have never believed we could get to this stage. And we got there. So now, you know what? I'm about to turn this government on you." That's what I heard. His body language. I'm no expert. But I'm an expert, because I'm going to tell you, when you go in front of powerful men, as I have, in front of boards, and you got to sell multi-million dollar projects, you better be able to read people. And I'm telling you, Donald Trump is sending out a warning across the board. Okay, y'all want to play dirty? I'm going to take the rules of this government and I'm going to apply them against you. You've been talking about a dictator? I'll show you how this government is set up to play games with you. And I hope he does it. Yeah, if you're going to call me a dictator, I'll show you a dictator. Anyway, James Carville, he chastised the Democrats for their policy and their doomed impeachment and these coup attempts that they continue against the president. And here's the clip.
"I think this is not going particularly well so far. And why is Tom Perez still the chairman of the Democratic National Committee? I have no idea. This party needs to wake up and make sure that we talk about things that are relevant to people. We need to go back to 2018, where we had good, diverse, strong candidates that had real connections to the community and talked about real things. We don't need to become the British Labour Party. That's a bad thing. It's not going well over there."
Carville says, "Welcome back, everybody." First, I know Carville didn't say welcome back. Kevin Jackson says, "Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show." And what Carville is saying is, we don't want to become the British Labour Party. Now, the average American's going, what's that got to do with anything? What that has to do with is Brexit. It has to do with Nigel Farage getting a plurality of Brits to say, we don't want to be a part of this. We see where this is going. What Carville, and not only Carville, even Chris Matthews alluded to it. with the Tories and all that stuff I read in the previous segment. What they're saying is, this is no longer going to play. People are finally waking up. Now, Carville remains a beat Trump Democrat. Yeah. But, interestingly, what he wants for America is quite Trumpian. This is true of all of them. They'll say, well, we got to beat Donald Trump. Donald Trump is horrible. He must be gone. Okay? What is it you don't like? Okay, take out climate change and take out the nuanced stuff. When you get down to what is it that's resonating with the American people? More tax dollars, more money in their pockets. That's what's resonating. I gave some statistics, pardon me, in the first segment. Unemployment, 3.6%. Labor participation, the highest it's ever been, 63.4%. Wages are up 3.1%. For every dollar you bring in, you're bringing in $3 more, 3.1% more. 90% of people, they poll this stuff, satisfied with their lives. You explain to me how you're going to beat a guy who's giving you an amazing job. I gave the statistics of jobs a while back, and I hate doing statistics, but sometimes you need them. Donald Trump has created 7 million jobs in the same period that Barack Obama had lost millions. He's lowered Obama's unemployment. He's raised wages. He's raised the median income in every household in this country, closed the wage, the gap between rich and poor more than any other president in the first 3 years, and I could go on. And the Democrats say, you need to vote him out. Good luck.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in an Arkansas Walmart shooting is dead. Forest City Police say the man died following a confrontation with officers inside the big box store. Two cops were wounded and are hospitalized in unknown conditions. It's believed the suspect was making threats inside the Walmart. Arkansas State Police have taken over the investigation. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says his new budget aims to significantly cut federal deficits over several years.
We're putting out a plan today that over a period of not that long a period of time brings our
our budget and our deficit down to what it should be, which is close to zero.
The president insists his proposed budget will not affect Social Security or Medicare, although Democrats say otherwise. The president is also touting the new North American trade deal and first phase of the trade accord with China. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats have no answer to Donald Trump. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. And truthfully, Democrats shouldn't be looking for an answer to Trump. They should be supporting him. Now, here's the quandary. If they support him, it is their doom. It is to their detriment. You want to know why? Because they made you, they wanted to make the world believe that Trump was an idiot. How can you support an idiot? They want you to believe that Barack Obama was the best thing since sliced bread. And it turns out the idiot makes the best thing since sliced bread look like what? Anybody? Anybody? Yep, an idiot. A moron. A baboon. A buffoon. So how do you support that? How can you make such a big flip and people go, oh, we don't lose any credibility? Well, here's the deal. I'm going to give the Democrats a little secret here. Listen to Kevin Jackson. I'm a strategist, a risk guy. Back in the day, okay, here's the deal. You don't have a choice. At some point, you have to just say, you know what? We screwed up. Donald Trump really is good, and we're going to support him. We're going to do our jobs. Now, we may not agree with him on everything, and on those issues, we're going to try to work with him. Trump has proven himself to be a reasonable person, not unhinged like they want you to believe. But the Democrats have a beat Trump mentality. Beat Trump at all costs. I don't care if we elect a socialist who might round everybody up and shoot us or put conservatives in gulag. Chris Matthews is worried about that, and rightfully so. James Carville, who we've been focusing on in the previous segment, Carville's going, look, guys, you don't represent the party anymore. You aren't talking about the things that mean stuff, mean something to people. And what Carville has the sad thing to try to convince people of is that Trump doesn't care about people, that he doesn't care about jobs, that he doesn't care about your personal fortunes and your ability to spend time with kids. He just passed FMLA, or he's behind things. This is something, quite frankly, conservatives aren't that keen on. Family leave? We're going, you know what? We prepare for family leave. We prepare. If a husband and wife get together and they say we're going to have a baby, you know what conservatives do? They prepare. They will move to a city where they have a support system, or they will put aside money, or they will hire a nanny. They will become stay-at-home parents. They prepare. You know what the FMLA says? Look, we don't know if you prepared or not. The taxpayers will just take it up. You know, we'll do it. You know, we'll handle your scandal for you. And you know why conservatives get mad? Because we go, we don't ever think like that. We don't think that somebody else is going to take care of a problem that we create. We're prepared to take care of it ourselves. So all the money that's going to go into FMLA, not all of it, but a big portion of it, will barely be used by conservatives. Conservatives barely use their unemployment. because they go, I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to make sure I've got enough money to do this. I'm going to transition into my own deal. I'm going to have another job. I'm going to start. You know, we prepare. So you know what happens when things get tight for us? The work community, you know, the jobs get scarce. We start talking to people. Hey, listen, how about we look at starting this company together? How about we start making a little extra money on the side and transition into this company or this type of an opportunity? We are not looking. We don't go, well, you know what? When the cake hits the fan, I'm going to live on my unemployment for about, you know, 5-6 months and see how. You don't even think like that. But Democrats do. And that's why they want it loaded up, because you're never going to use it. You're not worried about Social Security. I mean, if it's there, it's there. But you're like, no, I will prepare myself. I know friends that they go into the military, then they go into law enforcement. And you know what Kev, I have 2 pensions. Excellent, man. Then when they're 50, 55 years old, they have another career. They start their military career at 18. They go to 38 years old. From 38, they serve 15 years in another job, get that pension. And then they're able to live life on a pension. I have more friends that I can. I'm not tons, but I have at least 4 friends that have done something like that. They have no intention of taking Social Security or whatever. They're like, I don't need it. Democrats don't have an answer to Trump. What Democrats really want, which is funny, rocks them to their rotten cores. You want to know why? Because they want more Trump. That scares the heck out of them. They know this deep down. I mean, let me take that back. They don't know this deep down. They know this at the surface. It isn't like they have to go, you know, I hate to admit this, but deep down I really like Trump. No, they don't. Up front, they like Trump. Right at the surface, they like Trump. Trump is the answer to every problem that they have, and they don't have the guts. They are gutless. They don't have the guts to admit it. That's a fact. Because if they did, they'd be standing up to one another and saying, what are you talking about? I mean, I get confronted on, man, yeah, this Donald Trump. I go, Donald Trump what? What is it that Donald Trump has done that hurt you? Give me a policy that you weren't already upset about from the Republicans, and I'll tell you how Donald Trump helped on that policy. Go ahead. Go for it. Oh, man, I just don't like Trump. Yeah, you know what you're telling me? You're gutless. Somebody told you not to like Trump. You don't want to face people and go, you know what? You should give the guy a chance. I mean, holy cow. Let me tell you what Donald Trump isn't doing. He's not going, well, Congress is fighting me, and you know, I don't have a way to go because they're always fighting me. That was the Democrats' excuse for Barack Obama. Donald Trump gets crap done. I hate I have to clean it up. He gets crap done, and he's not going, well, Congress is stopping me. Congress not only stopped him, Congress has tried to impeach him. Now, give me your story about baby black Jesus and why he couldn't pass criminal justice reform. I heard people, oh, well, Barack Obama, he couldn't pass criminal justice reform because the Republicans fought him. Okay, great. Donald Trump got fought by the same Republicans, by the same Democrat, whatever scenario that Barack Obama faced, Donald Trump said, I don't care. And Van Jones gave a complete description because he was on the front lines of it. And he said, without Jared Kushner and Donald Trump saying, we're going to make this happen, it wouldn't have happened. He thought it was going to be business as usual. And what's funny, I listened to, because we were doing a thing on Van Jones, and I was listening to his whole speech. He was doing a symposium, and he was the guest. And I'm listening to Van Jones talk about this policy, and I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, this guy is singing Trump's praises without really trying to sing. And he's like, man, I would have been thrown under the bus. I was called Uncle Tom and all this by Democrats. He said, why are you working with Trump? And he says, I didn't know if it was going to happen. And he goes, Jared, he said this. This is a Van Jones' own words. He says, not one time did this guy lie to me. Did he promise something that he didn't deliver on? Not one time. I'll play that. We'll get that clip for you guys and let you hear it. What Jared Kushner is saying is the Trump administration listens to you, it tells you what they're going to do, and they do it. And here was the critical thing. He said he had opportunities to throw me under the bus. He goes, there was a pivotal moment where I would have been thrown under the bus in a normal political environment. And he says, Jared Kushner did not throw me under the bus. And he goes, at that moment, I went, wow, we're going to get something done. And they got it done. So for these Democrats who want to give you excuse after excuse about why Obama couldn't do it, why I couldn't do it, Trump did it. And let me tell you, they don't want to let you know all the great things that that Trump, his family, all of them are doing. They do not want to let you know. These are problem solvers. And it rocks them to their core that they know Donald Trump is so good. Democrats want Trump. Their vitriol is not anger at Trump, folks. It's anger at themselves. It's anger at themselves for the realization of being so wrong. I've talked about this many times. I've said the thing that drives people crazy is when they find out that they've been lied to and they have accepted the lies and they did not see it. You find me a convert to almost anything. You leave the Mormon religion and the polygamy, and you find out, holy crap, you know, everybody doesn't have five wives and, you know, all this other stuff. And you go, whoa, you get mad. Malcolm X left Islam and because he was confronted with the lies and went, whoa. They become disciples of the other side and dangerous to the other side. That is why Democrats will absolutely go after you if you leave. That's why they want to know every little piece of dirt and what they don't know about you they create. They will set you up so they can always keep you in that cult. Don't you dare leave. I want you to imagine waking up to the fact that you've been wrong about your entire life. Your ideology stinks on ice, and a guy comes along like Trump, and he makes you have to face that. You think their vitriol and anger is against Trump? It's not. It's self-anger. That's what all
this is. A Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, but the other things that worry me, apparently the turnout in Iowa was not what I would expect it, other people would expect it. I know the numbers are still coming in, but people are telling me it's more like 2016, 2018. The polling averages have not been very good the last 10 days. And I've seen some pretty good polls that show enthusiasm among Democrats is not as high as we might like it.
Numbers are way down. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Democrat strategist James Carville lamenting the numbers are way down. They are way down. There's no excitement for the Democrats. Hey, just out of curiosity, how are the numbers at, let's say, Trump rallies? Are they way down as well, or where are they? Just curious. Asking for a friend. Kevin Jackson's here listening to 844-551-8255. Jim Carville, one of brilliant strategist for the Democrats, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, I mean, can't help but just preach live, breathe, and sleep Democrat politics. The problem he has is he's got a person who doesn't care about politics in the White House and just wants what's best for the country. And the only thing the Democrats can do, the only strategy that they have, is they must demonize Donald Trump. In the next part of the clip, Carville goes on to chastise Democrats. Now, we played that where he's talking about numbers. And I only played that because I want to contrast the lack of enthusiasm for the Democrats. And I'll ask you, look, I always like to do this. I always want you to think about your personal situation. Are you enthused about the political situation? Are you enthused about where we sit currently in the political situation? What about your friends? Are your friends going to vote for Trump? Are you waiting for the next election to come so you can go cast that vote? Are you excited about the news when you get up every time you see Trump winning, winning, winning? What did he tell you? He said, I'm going to win so much you're not going to know how to, you're going to forget how to lose. What did he say to black folks? What have you got to lose? You think they're coming? You think Democrats are leaving their party? Of course they are. Everything is pointing to nothing but good news for you. But Carville goes on to give you the woe is me for the Democrats. And this was telling.
There. So Democrats, and now I want to see these candidates, and Mayor Pete's got something going. Hopefully Senator Warren can you know, become that student at the University of Houston, that single mother that knows the plights that people go through. Who knows? Maybe Mayor Mike can come on. But right now, I got to tell you, I'm not very impressed.
I got to say, James, I'm amazed at how often I hear Democrats reminding other Democrats, if you don't win, none of it's worth anything.
Nothing. Without power, there's nothing. There's only one moral imperative in this country right now, and that is to beat Donald Trump. That's the only moral imperative. It's the only thing I want to hear. And until we understand that, we win every argument. Brian, we win an argument on anything. We don't win elections because we talk about stuff that is not relevant. We had a great experience in 2018, and the day after, we started all this goofy stuff. So hopefully we got time to jerk this thing back and be about health care and prescription drug prices and education and infrastructure and climate and diplomacy and rejuvenating about whatever it is. But this is not happening so far.
I want to stop there for just a second because what I think is funny about Carville is he's talking about all the prescription drug prices, infrastructure, and all these things. And outside of climate change, he's talking about everything Donald Trump's doing. Carville is frustrated because he's going, Donald Trump is stealing everything that we supposedly stand for, and he's doing it better than we are, and he's successful at it. That's the real thing that scares the Democrats. He's highly successful. Anyway, Carville continues.
And we can't act like this is going well. We can't come out and put three wonderful talking points. We need to, these campaigns have got to be more relevant. For God's sake, Senator Warren, get real out here and you know, let's move this thing along. And we got to do that.
Joe Biden barely fit on the graphic we have next to you. Came out of there fourth place last night. What do you make of Joe Biden and his campaign?
He has had an honorable life in politics. All right. This is just not the time. And so what's happened is he blocked out access from my guy, Michael Bennett, from my dear friend, Governor Bullock, blocked out access from Senator Booker. Probably some people that were going to run didn't run because he was in the race. And he's going to, maybe he'll come back, but he's going to have a difficult time. This is not a very good night for him, to say the least.
Who should chair the Democratic Party?
I don't know. Ask Nancy Pelosi. That's my idea. come on, Speaker. Get somebody in there. Now, I think it's this thing in Milwaukee is not off to a good start. I see all kinds of things that are very concerning there. And also, I'm just looking at the mega polling averages. I'm looking at public opinion right now. And frankly, we got to snap back and get this thing going, or I don't even think about what would happen if we had four more years of Trump. But this is so far not so good. That's my analysis.
As I always say, you can't run a Whole Foods race in what I insist is still a Campbell's Soup Nation. Ari Melber has a few questions for you. Ari?
Thank you, Brian. James, good to see you on a big night.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
You look at the numbers we now have. More people showed up to their caucus sites, according to the new numbers, in the first alignment backing Bernie Sanders than anyone else. And after the alignments and yada yada, as they say, he was basically now still vying for first with Pete Buttigieg. What does that tell you about the enduring strength of Bernie Sanders in this primary going into New Hampshire where he did well last cycle? And are you the kind of Democrat that could get behind him if he's the nominee?
Well, I'll get behind, but of course I'll vote for him. They don't have a choice. But look at the British Labour Party. I mean, we're like talking about people voting from jail cells. All right, we're talking about not having a border. I mean, come on, people. Everyday people are out there struggling. We're trying to get votes in Northern.
You're concerned that you consider Bernie Sanders for open borders and for incarcerated people voting.
He said that we should give people a ticket. All right, I'm saying what he said. If you read Ron Brownstein, he's at $35 trillion in spending. I read all of the things. I'm saying, of course, I would vote for him, but I don't want the Democratic Party of the United States to be the Labor Party of the United Kingdom.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Jim Carville, upset. And you know what's interesting about the exchanges with Carville? He's vitriolic. He's not. He's more than just giving an analysis. You know, giving an analysis is more like, well, listen, you know, the Democrats really shouldn't act like they're going well. Things are going well when, in fact, you know, they're struggling. He's like, they can't act like it's going well. And Warren, I mean, you need to get real. Move it along. Then he gets asked about Biden. Oh, man. Hey, Joe Biden barely fits on the graphic. What do you make of Biden? But Joe Biden, I mean, look at his time has passed. Carville's like, the dude is a relic. Maybe he'll come back, maybe he won't. It wasn't a good night for Biden. He's going to have a difficult time, but look at everybody he stopped. Hey, Jim Carville, let me just explain something to you. Biden didn't stop anybody. You know who stopped any the people from running? Themselves. Biden was no, oh, don't go against Joe. He's too tough to do. And he says he stopped Booker. He didn't stop Booker. Booker entered. And you know what Democrats did? They said, we don't want you, light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. Kamala Harris. I'll ask this question. Who does the Democrats believe they have that got thwarted, that couldn't run, that decide, oh, man, if I had a chance, if I'd known it was going to be like this, I would have run. John Kerry? Who? Oh, I know. Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey. That's where they all go back to. A black woman is going to save America. They're free to get into the race. And you want to know why Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey won't run together on a president and vice president ticket? Because Donald Trump will kick their big behinds like he did Hillary's. They don't want to face Trump because Trump is delivering. He says, I can't imagine 4 more years of Trump. Let me tell you something, folks. That wasn't a strike at Donald Trump. That was a fear of Donald Trump. I can't imagine 4 more years of Trump. No, neither can any Democrat. Can you imagine 3-plus years of Donald Trump and what he's accomplished and what he's going to do in the next 4 years after you have tried to crush him in every way? He's not going to go after you. He's going to crush you economically.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.